10 months after the 2020 presidential elections and 5 months since Republicans in Arizona began a hand count of millions of ballots in Maricopa County, the results are in. Joe Biden still won. That's according to a draft copy of the audit report, which is due to be released officially later today. Reporter Andrew Oxford has been covering this story for Arizona Public Media, and he joins us now. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. And this may be the end of the Republican-led effort in Maricopa County to question an election that had already been certified several times as legitimate. But what are we learning from this report about the vote?
The drafts we're seeing show that the final tally doesn't differ all that sharply from the official results. Of course, election observers and election officials, Republicans and Democrats alike, have warned that they expected the results would be inaccurate anyway because the processes used during this recount differ so sharply from the best practices for election audits and the procedures that we have here in Arizona. The drafts still raise a number of alleged discrepancies about things like, you know, voter registration, who cast ballots, but it really doesn't come right out and allege that there was any fraud or allege that there was any malfeasance.
I do want to ask you about those other details because some of them focus on problems in the voting process, raising doubts about the integrity of the elections, and even suggest some changes to state election laws. Tell me a little bit more about that and whether, you know, really there's any evidence to support some of those claims.
I think we're all going to be picking over these claims for a while. You know, there have been statements by the company that undertook this report, a previously obscure Florida company called Cyber Ninjas, that have since been walked back. For example, I think there was a comment during a hearing a few months ago that there were some, 74,000 unexplained ballots. The draft reports we're seeing actually really walk back that claim and say that that was unintentionally misleading. So I think we're all going to tread carefully over what's in the reports. But I think, too, that certainly observers here, Democrats in the legislature, have expected that this whole process would be used to justify more restrictions on voting and big changes in voting laws.
To that point, members of the team, including prominent state lawmakers who questioned the results of the election, they're going to present their findings to the state Senate later this afternoon. Considering the drama of the past 5 months or more, what do you think, you know, the culmination of this report will be like today?
You know, it's hard to know. I was hearing from Benjamin Ginsburg yesterday, who's a longtime Republican election lawyer. He was talking to some reporters, and he said that he's been very critical of this whole process. And he said that this was really the best opportunity that former President Donald Trump and a lot of his supporters have had to substantiate the claims that they've been making. They had 2.1 million ballots. They've had machines. They've had millions of dollars and months to do this work. And he argued that if they couldn't show fraud or malfeasance here, where are they going to show it? And I think that's going to be a question that's going to really linger over this in the coming months.
There could be major implications far outside of Arizona because other states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and now Texas are in the process of auditing their election results. What do you think these results from Arizona might mean for the other states?
I think this was sort of predictable. You know, when you saw when Cyber Ninjas was counting ballots here in Phoenix, there were delegations coming from legislatures around the country of Republican lawmakers trying to see how they could replicate this back in their states. So I certainly think we're going to see a lot more attempts at this. I think the question is, to what extent do these results undermine that or throw cold water on that?
The audit was technically about the 2020 election, of course, but really it may play out in future elections. How do you think this may affect the midterms next year or looking ahead even further to 2024?
You know, Republicans and Democrats alike here who have been critical of this process have raised concerns that they're worried that this will ultimately have the long-term effect of undermining confidence in the democratic process, that it will dissuade people from getting involved in elections or dissuade people from voting. And like I said, I think you're going to see a lot of lawmakers bracing for some big fights in the next legislative session over changes to Arizona's election laws, which could, of course, have big consequences, given that this is a swing state. This is going to be a battleground state for coming elections.
as it was in 2020. Andrew Oxford of Arizona Public Media, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You bet.